God has decreed that it is not good for people to be alone, to live as a hermit, either out in the desert or in the midst of many people, and not having real and vital relationships with other people. And the Lord God had to teach that to Adam, the first man. Listen to what happened. Genesis 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper for him." And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken for the man he made into a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed." You see, the Lord God had to teach Adam that it wasn't good to be alone. He had to show them that of all the animals out there with which he shared creation with them, and he shared in this home, in this garden, in this beautiful world that God had given him, he needed somebody special. He needed another human being. And God established marriage for him. And in his own mind, Adam learned and he knew that this is the right way to live. A man and a woman together, cleaving together as one flesh in a covenant relationship. But you know, I think the principle goes beyond that. God created us for relationships with family, with our community, and especially he created us to have relationship in the community of faith. We need each other in the church. You need the church. I need the church. I need to be a church to somebody, and you do too. It's what makes us complete and happy as Christians. And I really would urge each of you to take an active part in your church, to not only receive, but to give. Let's pray. Father in heaven, guide me this day to another Christian that I don't know out there, that I can form a relationship with them, a relationship of our mutual faith together, that we can sustain one another and help one another. And that person can be a helper to me, and I can be a helper to them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.